Relax, listeners, it's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Live it. Do it.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Tell Mama all.
Hey,
Cliff.
Sorry, I was looking over there at Charles. It's like he's rummaging through some kind of employee-only storage closet.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll blow the place up before we leave. Don't don't look over at him. I try to avert my eyes from him all the time. Cliff, we're sitting outside of this rest stop here in God knows where. God's country.
Mm-hmm. Every country's God's country.
It is.
It's God's planet.
It is, Cliff, and other things that are God's are your butts. We're talking about butts today. It was not a great transition.
Kendall, we were having a beautiful moment saying, like, we're here on God's planet, and then you just start talking about butts.
Well, we just go ahead and break the ice, get the listeners in right now. They know what to expect. We're talking about butts.
Oh, I can't believe you're doing this show about bottoms here in front of everyone at this rest stop.
Wipe the improper etiquette, you know.
Oh, Sugar Lump, can you believe what they're talking about?
Whoa. Now, dear, I thought that this was an episode about the not smoking and putting out your butts and not... I thought it was a nice, clean show.
Kendall said he wanted to do a show about butts. I thought that it was a show about butts, B-U-T-S. Like, I would exercise, but I would rather sit and watch 25 Unsolved Mysteries episodes. Like that.
We all know all those, though.
Oh!
Let's just want to hear about butts.
Damn!
It's just... What a touchy subject, dear.
Oh, his bottoms are very touchy, dear.
Well, look, Mr. Snobbottom, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, you know I love you. Everybody has a butt.
Oh.
And it's about time we talk about it.
It really is. And who better?
I don't know. Oh, Sugar Lump, what is it I spy? Is it one of those racks with those little pamphlets?
I love pamphlets, dear. I have a whole page to scrapbook for the rest stop that we're at, dear. Come along.
I think I see a few you don't have.
Oh, I must have a stack of those. I'm going to need those later.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
she loves her scrapbook.
We know how they feel about our show now. About butts.
Nothing but butts.
Kendall, let's just say it. The hair around your asshole muffles your farts.
Okay, I'm the one about butts and that, and you went straight to the hair around your asshole.
So guess what? If you're like Kendall and you've shaved your asshole, it's impossible to do it silently.
You know, it has its downsides too, Cliff.
Well, you know, Susan's favorite song is Smooth Operator.
It just goes... Cliff, you know, the average person farts 13 to 21 times a day.
I know you were so far above average, Kendall.
It's the only thing I've been above average in.
Yeah.
And you know, Cliff, the largest muscle in the human body.
What?
The gluteus maximus, you bump bump.
Huh. If you ever... Now listen, if you've ever pooped green, have you ever pooped green?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's because that poop came out green because it went faster than normal through your intestine.
Ooh.
It was on a hurry to get out of there.
Well, there was no room left at the end to get out of there. Cliff, do you know there's an animal that swims by farting?
Oh, Charles the contractor?
No, he's not an animal. He's a human that swims by farting.
That swims by farting, okay.
Manatees can control their buoyancy in the water by farting.
Oh.
And the creatures can swim about 5 to 8 kilometers per hour with speeds up to 30 kilometers per hour in short bursts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well.
So manatees are more and more just like us.
Just like us. Kendall, this one... This next butt fact really reminded me of us.
Mm-hmm. No buts about it.
One of the big reasons humans evolved asses is just so they could sit down.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense. It sounds a lot like what I like to do.
Well, speaking of us.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Mikkel Ruffinelli has one of the biggest butts in the world.
Oh, man.
At 99 inches around. That's 8 feet, Cliff. Just over it.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty close, I gotta say.
You didn't quite make the mark. You're 96.
96. The old 96ers, is what they call me. Kendall, guess what? You can get what's called an anal abscess from poop clogging the glands in your hole and causing an infection. And do you know if the infection goes untreated, it can grow into a giant infection in your ass cheek, fill with pus, and require drainage?
And little known fact, that's where the term bubble butt comes from.
Bubble butt, it's from the ones that need drainage.
Oh, Lord, please don't ever let that happen to me. What is that?
You don't know. Erotic spanking has been around forever. Seriously, there are ancient frescoes of men whipping and spanking women in erotic poses.
I didn't know that. I hadn't seen that that artwork.
You hadn't?
No.
You haven't?
I didn't pay attention to art school.
Oh.
But turtles can breathe out of their butts. Well, some turtles.
Oh, no.
Don't you wish we could breathe out of our butts? We could just stick it out of the water?
Now, why didn't they address that on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I'm sure it was a big deleted scene they had to cut out of. No time.
Kendall, back in Victorian England. Doesn't everybody love it?
They
were just deeply into spanking.
You say they're deeply into butts.
They were spanking them. Hundreds of thousands of porno pieces involving spanking were made during the period.
Love a good spanking in the Victorian times.
Everybody loves a spanking.
I don't know where to go after that one.
Well, while you're thinking, now did you know this? You can drink with your butt.
Huh?
You can drink with it.
Drink?
Yeah, introducing alcohol into your body through your anus. Or an alcohol enema. You're like, oh yeah, that thing that I've done.
Yeah, that I know.
Yeah. It's been around for a while. They used to do it, and the Mayans did it. Of course, we know they did it too much because their whole calendar was just off the charts. But anyway, you can do it. You just plug it up your butt, but it might kill you.
Just plug it up your butt.
Might kill you, though, so watch out.
Well, with that fair warning,
watch out.
I got something to blank you.
Blank you.
No, it is time to fill in the blanks, Cliff.
Sure.
It's one of our favorite things here at Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
At 4 a.m. Sunday mornings in Busheltown.
Oh, power. Do you have any scrapbooking glue here in your booth?
Yeah, I've read all out, Ted. I'm needing anything you can find. Some paste or some...
I think there's some paste over there under your side of the desk, Kendall.
I don't think that's paste.
What? Oh, that's an old jar of mayonnaise from Busheltown.
I don't think we have it here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
What if they have it in the vending machine?
Oh, let's go.
Of course they should have some of the rest. All right, Cliff. I got to fill in the blank for you.
All right.
Success is blank. If you have
great.
I'm not finished.
Oh.
Success is a blank. If you have the conditions, you get the result. Oscar Wilde said it.
Uh-oh. Wild and crazy guy. Success is a bitch.
No, close, Cliff. It's a science.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a witch. Kendall, guess what?
What?
The world is my country. The human race is my race. The spirit of man is my God. And the future of man is my blank.
My future.
No. My heaven.
Oh, my heaven.
My blue heaven. By F.R. Scott.
But the future doesn't feel that heavenly, Cliff.
Oh, it will because we'll be in actual heaven.
All right, well, speaking of history, Cliff.
Doing our actual show.
You didn't say history. So the future.
God.
Speaking of the reverse of history.
Oh, this show. We're at a rest stop.
All these
I saw
fumes.
A bus going by.
I know. All these fumes. There's all these tourists coming by. Big groups of them taking our picture, thinking we're some celebrity.
They think that we're two fat people caught in the wild display in this booth.
And then immediately deleting the photos when they realize we're not a celebrity.
And they're like,
With history, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be unlived. But if faced with blank, need not be lived again. And that was Maya Angelou.
Faced with courage.
Yes, courage.
Kendall, the only things that distinguish us from the rest of the animals, madam, is our habit of drinking when we are not thirsty and making blank at any time.
Butts. No, making sex.
Making sex.
Food.
Kendall, this is a scene from Kendall's house.
I said all the
Susan,
things.
Susan, I want to make sex with you. Right away.
No? Okay, we'll make food then.
Making love. Oh my God.
That's making sex.
That's a phrase you're not familiar with, right? That was the Beaumarchais. Not a food de Beaumarchais.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
What you can accomplish if you do not care who gets the blank.
Oh, who
Harry
gets
Truman said it.
The credit.
Yes.
Damn. Have you noticed I'm doing really well after that first one that
yeah,
I
Yeah, we've all
missed.
Noticed.
Take note, listeners. All right, Kendall. Celibacy bestows on a man the qualified freedom of a besieged city where one sometimes has to eat blank.
Rocks.
Close. Rats.
Oh!
That was said by Sean O'Fallon. Remember very recently, or a long time ago, when we did a show about rats?
Always make the audience blank as much as possible. Now, I'll give you a clue who said it. Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, I was going to say but. always make them squirm.
No, close. Suffer.
Suffer.
I didn't want you to say laugh. It's much like our audience. We want to make them suffer as much as possible.
We didn't even know we've been following that advice.
We are the Alfred Hitchcock of our time.
We are. We thought it was just for other reasons. Kendall, as vivacity is the gift of women, blank is that of men.
Stupidity.
Oh, no. This one reminded me of us. Gravity.
Oh. Yeah, I hate that bitch.
Weighs on us. It does. It weighs hard on us.
Weighs us down. Do you have any other blanks?
No, that's it.
All right. Let me tell you this. Okay, let me ask you this first.
All right.
Have you noticed, do you have any habits that you've picked up from relatives and you're like, and before you thought of them, it's like, why do they do this? And now you see that you do it.
Yeah, I know there are. I mean, other than being paranoid about everything, because my mother was paranoid, but I know I have other habits. I have to think about it.
Okay, well, don't bother. But anyway, my grandmother used to do this thing where she would, when she was in the hospital, she'd be real mean to the nurses and doctors. And then she'd just like brag about it to everybody else. Uh-huh. She'd be like, I was so mean to them. Like twice lately, I've found myself thinking, I've got to tell Kendall how mean I was to this person. One was because, listeners, if you ever go on a global ride tour, you do have to pay your credit cards, even if you're not in the country.
They'll find you.
They call you anyway. And so one day I was on the phone trying to make a payment, and I was just real mad that that the whole situation was going on. But, you know, she was a very nice person on the line. She kept explaining what had to be done. And I just kept acting like I didn't understand. And I would let her get to, like, the point where she thought I understood, and then I'd just go right back to, like, but what about this? You said I can't do this. And I would just go over and over and over. And so for, like, 10 minutes until I could tell she was just so mad.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, okay, finally I'll admit that I understand, and they can make the payment out of my bank. So that happened, and I thought, I got to tell Kendall. And then I was at some store the other day, some like a grocery type store. You know, all the labels are in other languages. I don't know what they say. But I'd put all of my different foods. I'd gotten like ice cream and huge frozen things of macaroni and cheese.
Six shopping carts full, yeah.
Huge amount of food. I put it down on the conveyor belt. And, of course, the woman in front of me is going so slow. And she's like, I have 4 separate transactions. Oh. And I have coupon. Let me see if I have a coupon for that. And just, oh, God, it took so long. But I was just standing there. I thought, it's fine, it's fine. And then they open up the register next to me.
Uh-huh.
And somebody who was, like, in the end of the line, it swoops in.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh, this is bullshit. And so I thought, no, Cliff, don't do anything weird. And so I didn't do anything that weird. I just immediately, I just walked out the exit.
I just peed on the...
No, I just walked out the exit. I didn't say anything. I just thought, okay.
Well, that was good of you. That kind of shit makes me mad, because it usually, when I'm in line, I'm in the one at the end, they're like, next person, please, and they'll, like, bring them over, and then I get screwed completely somehow. And when I'm up front, and it's, I should be the next, they're like, I'm open over here, and everybody runs over there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit.
Sorry, Mr. Butterbutcher, hold on one second. That wasn't even the whole thing. Like, she was taking forever, and they opened up another register. And then, this woman who was ringing the register, she's like, it's going to be a minute, I got to count this drawer.
Oh.
I thought, oh no.
Oh, no you don't.
And then I walked right out.
That's what I usually pull out, a check.
Good one.
That's a good one.
I wish I still had a check.
I'm so sorry, I thought you were already on break, it's been so long.
Oh, I know, sorry.
But we need to get a picture in front of the rest stop, all four of us.
Oh, okay, for what?
For my scrapbook, dear.
Oh,
that's a wonderful idea. All right, we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
They call me Yuck Mouth, 'cause I don't brush. Oh, I like my teeth like this. They call me Yuck Mouth, no, I won't brush. How's about a little kiss? I got roast beef in my teeth, got some chicken too. Ouch, that's a cavity, hey, that's new. Well, if you don't brush your teeth, then kids, you too can be a Yuck Mouth.
Don't be a Yuck Mouth. Another nutritional message from
99.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And then I put that.
Back.
Oh,
welcome back. Well, it's okay. So, what were you saying?
I'm sorry, dear. I was just telling you how I put this piece of paper here, and I put this wonderful red color above the photo of us.
Oh, that does look good.
It looks great.
The whole page is about us here at the rest stop.
Well, yes, I'm thinking I may need to redo it, though. It's a little haphazard for my taste.
Oh, I think it looks lovely. I've never seen a better looking scrapbook in my life.
It looks great, Mrs. Butterbutter.
I think it looks
good. Leave it alone. Thank you, boys, so much.
Oh, I wish we had time to go visit that. That's on that pamphlet.
Oh, we're not going to be able to have time to do that.
Well, will we? We've got to ask Mr. Snodbottom. Are we going to have time? What's up? What's the deal?
Oh, no, I'm afraid we're on a very tight schedule.
Well, I must start over with this page, then.
Oh, rip it out.
All right, well, but before you get working on that page, Mrs. Butterbutter, we have some weird news stories. If you want to hear something weird...
Oh, yeah.
Is
that the name of it? You want to hear something weird?
Yeah, you want to hear something weird. Well, I guess, dear, as long as you keep it clean.
All right, hurry up. You know, we've got a lot of scrapbooking to do here, boys.
All right. I got a story for you.
All right.
Now,
we're looking for the weirdest one.
Mm-hmm, the weirdest one. Now, I hate to bring this up right up front here.
Oh, but I hope it's not too controversial, boys.
It's not controversial, no. I don't know if you remember a long time ago, I did a weird news story about a UFC fighter that had pooped themselves during the match.
Ugh, do you have to keep talking about it?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, my bowels, they don't like hearing things like that.
Anyway, it went viral, this clip did. Mm-hmm. And so now she is getting endorsements from a whole bunch of new butt wipe brands.
Like diaper?
Yeah, one of them is called Dude Wipes, a product similar to baby wipes. And she says, I'm actually considered because we could have some fun with it and maybe make some less embarrassing and more funny stories about the whole thing. And, you know, she's having fun with it. So doesn't that sound fun and weird?
I submit that that's not weird. That's gross.
It's odd, dear.
It's disgusting.
It's odd and not appropriate, but okay.
I'm feeling nauseous.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
Go ahead.
Now, I don't even know which one to go with first because one of them is clearly the winner. All right, here's one. All right, let's go with this one.
Okay.
In Ohio, picture it, Ohio. There was a couple and that was more generous than intended at Goodwill. They gave away a box of clothes, and in that box, everybody, Goodwill workers found a duffel bag, and in the bag was money. Workers at first thought it must be play money, but oh my gosh, guys, it was real. $100,000. $100,000 apparently tossed in by mistake. Goodwill, oh, the good souls at Goodwill. They tracked them down, returned it to the donors, who were not even aware until contacted that they had given away their down payment on a house.
Oh
my gosh. Weird.
Stupid. poor innocent people.
Oh, what a terrible mistake.
So happy those wonderful people in the store.
Praise Christ.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. I'm going to testify about that, dear.
That was a heartwarming weird, but weird, right?
It was heartwarming. All right, I got another one for you.
All right.
Lactose intolerant man, Cliff. And Mrs. Potter-Butter-Butcher, Mr. Snowbottom. He had asked for non-dairy milk at Starbucks, and they put regular milk in there, and he was lactose intolerant, and evidently this has happened a lot of times.
Okay.
So he said he was so angry, the 11th time he had to go to the bathroom that day, I'm just keeping it clean, that he was so angry that he finally, wrote a real wordy note. I'm trying to keep this all clean now.
Okay.
He wrote a note to Starbucks and just went crazy on them saying, he wrote, "Do you think I enjoy soy milk? Does anyone even enjoy soy milk? Really, I don't order soy milk because I'm bored and I want my drink order to sound fancy. I order soy milk so my bottom doesn't blast fire for 4 hours.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, ouch.
Disgusting.
I'm trying to keep it clean.
Oh, I've never felt sicker.
Well, Mr. Tumbo, we're doing a show about butts.
Oh no!
You approved this topic.
Oh, there must have been one error in judgment there.
Alright, well, doesn't matter. Let's wipe that from our minds.
Oh dear, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was trying to get this picture correct.
You're very lucky that you weren't listening. Oh, good. Okay. It's all about shit.
Alright. No!
Oh, no!
But anyway, it doesn't matter because here's the winning weird news story.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner time. Here we go. Meet Coco Loco, a snortable chocolate powder being marketed as a drug-free way to get a buzz. The product, created by Orlando... Now, shut up. You know that's weird already. You know it's already won. The product created by Orlando-based company Legalene includes cocoa powder, as well as ginkgo biloba, taurine, and guarana, which are commonly found in energy drinks.
Oh, I thought it was a bat guano, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, disgusting.
Now, anyway, Nick Anderson, the 29-year-old founder of Legalene, who's way younger than us, says he heard about a chocolate snorting trend in Europe a few months ago, and he ordered some samples and gave it a try. At first, I was like, is this a hoax? He recalled. And then I tried it, and I was like, okay, this is the future right here.
This is the future.
Now, and I wish that I was going to say, now I have some to try.
I was hoping. That's what I was waiting for.
Each tin of Coco Loco comes with 10 servings and costs $24.99. And so,
what,
yeah.
It's
a steal. So anyway, that's the future, guys. Snorting chocolate.
Oh, my. Well,
that was the winner.
I can't condone snorting of any kind, dear, but as opposed to the other rather colorful stories we've heard today, I think that's the weirdest, dear.
Oh, I don't know, Sugar Lump. I think it might be a good thing for Cliff and Kendall to try. Sounds like a very low-calorie way to get a lot of chocolate into your diet.
I think we need any more chocolate in our diet.
Maybe.
But maybe, yeah. Let's get some.
Let's get some.
Let's see what happens.
I think the verdict after that is let's get some.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry, but I must get back to my scrapbooking, dear, if I'm going to finish this before we leave. Wait, what is Charles eating?
What is that? What's
Charles,
going
hold on?
On.
Charles, what is that?
Hey, I found some cakes, fruit cakes, in that storage closet up there.
Hold on, let me see that.
They're
oh,
good,
God,
man.
Charles, those are urinal cakes.
Oh, yeah, that's what flavor it's some kind of fart. Urinal. I don't know what it's supposed to taste like, but
oh,
they're
no, dear,
pretty darn good.
Dear, put that down. Come along, Mr. Snodbottom. We must fix this. Oh, goodness gracious. No. Why, Charles, why?
Urinal cakes. What is next? Eating urinal cakes. People snorting chocolate.
The world's going to hell.
World's gone mad. Listeners, have you noticed the world's gone mad?
I think they have. Every time they turn on our show.
Every time. Yeah.
And they always say, what is it with Kendall?
What is it? I don't know what it is with
him. I don't know what it is. We'll see.
I don't know what it is.
But it's time to play. What is it with Kendall?
I better get them all in one.
We'll see. All right, Cliff. At age 16, he lied about his age in order to join the American Red Cross during World War I.
World War I. What's that old Walt Disney?
Yeah.
What's it?
Now, how did you get that?
I assumed anyone that you're telling me is Walt Disney first, and then I work backward. So there you go.
First time I had Walt Disney on there, you got it in one. I can't have... Okay.
Amen. All right, that got one in one. Let's see if I can get the next one in one.
I think the writer's been sending you my notes. All right, Cliff. She was born on October 28th, 1967 in Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, was that Julia Roberts? You know, it's the 20th anniversary. It's so close to my best friend's wedding. What a wonderful movie.
I'm about to quit this show.
In the morning I wake up.
I'm going to turn in my bag of bottom belches and I'm going to walk out.
I put on my makeup. I say a little prayer for you. All right, two in a row. Oh. Let's see if we can get the third one.
I'm going to interrupt this to tell you a really funny story really quick, and then we'll go right back to what is it with Kendall.
Kendall, we're at a rest stop. Rest. Who cares?
I'm resting.
All right.
Susan's going to kill me for telling this story on the air, but I have to.
Uh-oh.
So the other day we were out. I don't even know where it was. It's just a funny story. Something like smelled really bad, but it smelled like a burp almost. And I said, is that you? And she said, yeah, sorry. I said, was that from the top or the bottom?
Which was it?
It was from the top, thank God.
Oh.
But we laughed for like 20 minutes because I said, was it from the top or the bottom? And every time I hear bottom belch, I think of that now.
Yeah. And you hear it a lot these days.
I know. Right back to it, Cliff. All right. The oldest of these were found in Syria and date roughly from 2300 BC.
Fidget spinners.
No. You didn't get that one in one.
Shit.
The other early examples have been found in China, Japan, Greece, and in the Middle East.
Got to be those little corns that you put at the end of holding your corn cob. Yeah.
No.
But the ones that are in the shape of corn.
No. The earliest modern ones were often bilingual.
Bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
Bibles.
No.
The
first purely English one was written in 1604 by Robert Cawdrey, a school teacher.
A phone book.
No. In 1754, it was criticized by the Earl of Chesterfield as being a sort of disgrace to our nation.
The Kama Sutra.
No. I'm so glad we had one that was harder. In 1755, Samuel Johnson produced and published the first noteworthy and reliable one.
An almanac.
No.
The
most comprehensive and trusted one is published by the Oxford University Press and took 50 years to complete the first edition.
Oh, a dictionary.
A dictionary!
Oh.
Luckily, I didn't have to read the last one. It is arranged alphabetically and contains word meanings, pronunciations, glossaries, etc.
All right.
That's it.
Well, I wanted another one to get my title back.
No, I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I'm so glad we had a harder one, because the first one I was like, it's, and you're like, Walt Disney. And I'm like, she was Julia Roberts.
You just can't handle how...
The truth.
Yeah, you can't handle the truth.
I can't.
I've always known about you.
You can't handle the truth.
That's what the first thing I thought about you when I first saw you, I thought, well, he's 40 years old.
He likes to talk about butts, and he can't handle the truth.
He can't handle the truth.
Well, Cliff, there is some good news about big butts.
What?
There have been studies that say people with bigger butts, they're smarter.
Uh-huh.
They, big booties help prevent against diabetes and heart disease.
All right.
So there's some good news for you out there.
Good news.
All right, Cliff, and that's just sad.
Twerking. It's so sad. Twerking.
I do have a quote for you, Cliff.
All right.
I have been an author for 20 years and an ass for 55.
Oh, shit.
Mark Twain. Yes, shit.
Oh.
We've been podcasters for 10 years. We've been radio hosts / podcasters for 20 years.
For a million, 10 years, yeah.
And asses for 36.
Kendall, if triangles had a god, he would have three sides. And that was said by who? Montesquieu.
And Capulet.
Montesquieu can do. All right.
No. It's time to go.
Are we about ready to leave this rest stop?
I think so.
Is that? Oh, they're packing up our stuff.
Here, we must be going. Look at this beautiful entry of my.
scrapbook.
Oh my, we must have Crackpot take a photograph of that.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Listeners want to hear about butt. 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 Listeners want to hear about butt.